Proverbs 24. Don't envy evil people. Don't desire to associate with them. In their minds, they plan cruel things, and they're always talking about causing trouble. It takes wisdom to build a household. It will be made strong through insight. It takes knowledge to fill the rooms with all kinds of rare and beautiful treasures. A wise man has great power, and a man who has knowledge gets stronger and stronger. So you will need good advice when you go to war. If you have many counselors, you will win the war. A foolish person cannot understand wisdom. He has nothing to say in court. The person who makes up evil plans will be called a troublemaker. Making foolish plans is sinful, and making fun of others is hateful. If you give up when a crisis comes, then it shows that you have very little strength. Deliver those who are being led to their deaths. Rescue those who are about to be killed. You may say, "Listen, we don't know anything about this," but God knows what's in your mind, and He will notice. He is watching you, and He will know it. He will pay each person back for what he has done. My child, eat honey, because it is good. Honey from the honeycomb tastes sweet. In the same way, the knowledge gained from wisdom is pleasing to you. If you find it, then you have hope for the future. Your wishes will come true. O evil one, don't ambush a righteous man's house. Don't rob his home. A righteous man may be hurt by trouble 7 times, but he does not give up. But the evil people will be overwhelmed by a calamity. Don't be happy when your enemy is defeated. Don't be glad when he is overwhelmed. Otherwise, the always present one will notice and be displeased. Then the always present one may not be angry with him anymore. Don't fret over wrongdoers, and don't be envious of the evil people. Why? Because the evil person has no future. The lamp of the evil people will be snuffed out. My child, revere the always present one and respect the king. Don't join the rebels. Such people will be quickly destroyed. These men can cause great trouble. These are also sayings for wise persons. It is wrong to take sides when you are the judge. Don't say that an evil person is innocent. If you do so, people will curse you, and ethnic groups will hate you. But things will go well for judges who convict the guilty, and the judges will receive rich blessings from God. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. You should work outside and prepare your fields first. After that, you should start building your house. Don't testify against your neighbors for no good reason. Don't say things that are false. Don't say, "I'll get even with that man. I'll do to him exactly what he did to me." I passed by a lazy person's field. I went by the vineyard of a man who had no sense, and behold, thorns had grown up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds, and the stone walls had fallen down. I reflected upon what I had just seen. From what I saw, I learned this lesson. If you sleep a little, if you take a little nap, if you fold your hands and rest a little, then you will soon be very poor, and your scarcity will come like an armed robber.